Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Whatever people are going through, there is a place you can go to. It's called the throne of grace, Hebrews 4, verse 16. And we're told to go boldly, even when we're broken, even when we're crying, weeping, in my case. Lord, help me. I'm coming to this throne of grace. I need your mercy. You've promised me grace to help in time of need. Please, would you do it? And he does. And what a great God we have that he's there for us in these times.
Wow. Just appreciate you sharing that part of your story. And I know there's so much where that came from and what you've walked through and just your faithful testimony to God's faithfulness to you is just so beautiful. And we just have about 2 minutes before we need to take a short break, Gerard. And one thing you'd mentioned was that affliction actually purifies our motives and our hearts. Just say a word about how that dynamic works its way through our souls and our motives.
Well, you know, I believe that God has a calling on all of our lives. And I believe that we see in brokenness, we have the opportunity to see in brokenness, revelations of God's power and his kingdom. And for me, the revelation that came out of my brokenness was a clear, clear view of eternity. And I, 2 months after Alex passed, my sister passed, and I was there when she died. And from being semi-conscious on her bed, she's suddenly peering, her eyes are looking out. My mother is very, very spiritual. She said, I know what's happening. She's seen Jesus, and then she was gone. And so that was all part of the process as well, where I came very clear to see that this life, as Scripture says, is a vapor. It's a blink. Relative to eternity, that's what it is. So C.S. Lewis says it's a cover page of a never-ending story. And so what I came to see through my brokenness was with Alex was just this acute awareness that we're here just for a very short time. We have a purpose as Christ followers. Of course, shortly after that, I was leading Alpha USA, which is all about saving souls for eternity, making disciples of Jesus Christ. There's a link, of course, in that as Christ followers, our number one goal is, yes, to love God, love Jesus more. But then he says, if you love me, you'll do what I want you to do, which is what? Which is the Great Commission. Out of loving God and loving people, the natural concern is their eternal destiny. And as Christ followers, we know the end of the story. I know without a shadow of a doubt what is coming. And so my passion in my life is those people who don't know Jesus is to be able to say, look, there's a Savior here. Jesus came to rescue us, to save us. And I want to introduce you to him. I want to tell you how great he is. And I want you to come to know him and know his love. And then know that gift of eternity, that gift of salvation that he's got for you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.